everybody. Here we are. Today's Wednesday. And it's the fourth month, 12th day in 2017. Let's clear the date. And if you have a situation going on, we can clear that too for you. We'll do two at once. So think of your situation, and we'll clear the date. And you might kind of notice if this particular situation you're dealing with happened last year and the years before. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, there we go, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels pretty good. Okay, so let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. So bring them up. So stronger, stronger, bringing peace to you, stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay. So, Michelle, what's new out there? Anything?
Well, what's new? Let's see. It's another Wednesday night. That's not exactly new. But we do have our special call coming up on Saturday, and that is very new. So let's see. We should probably go over all the different things that we'll need to be getting ready. So I guess whoever wants to be on the call, it's a $50 PayPal donation that you can do on Ron's website. And it's called Spirit in the Box. And there has been some question about what time it's going to start. I believe it's Central Time. It's going to start at 3 o'clock. Did you want to talk about that, Ron?
Yes, 1 o'clock Pacific Time. So 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock Pacific. Okay. Okay, great. And then the other thing is, what type of prerequisite we would need. So I believe that it's going to be the emotional whole life clearing and then also the spirit barcode clearing. Is that what you suggested?
Yeah. That would be good. If you can't, afford the spirit barcode or something, at least you got to get the emotional. So that you need for sure. Remember, you have to get cleared out to bring in your spirit if it's going to come into you. So that's the bottom line, and that one's the bare minimum clearing that you need to do. If you have other ones, naturally, that'll bring more of you back. So I will free up your spirit, and it will be going to the new Earth that we created just a short while back. So your spirit will be there, even if you cannot have it in your body, okay? So it's kind of neat to clarify that, because if you, can't hold light frequency, then it'd be kind of useless to be on the call. But because we have created a new Earth, then your spirit will reside there, and then it's up to you to catch up with that. So that means having more spirit energy in your body. So hopefully. That answers that question. So the main thing is, if you have done maybe a half a dozen or more clearings, then you're going to probably feel this quite a bit. Your eyes should get really bright. If you have not, then you may not sense or feel that much, but it will be saved. So you're saving your spirit. Whether or not it can come into you because you're full of densities is another story. But the clearings will help you get rid of the negativity, the densities, the judgments out of your body. And then each time you go to the new Earth, when you're in peace, your spirit can join you. And then it will possibly, more than likely, stay with you in your body until you get off on timelines, and it'll jump out and go back to the new Earth. So hopefully that helps you. How long can you stay on the new Earth? That's a good question. If you go there, well, as long as you're not maybe thinking a lot or thinking at all and you're in peace in the now, then you're on the new Earth. when you start dealing with the other energies here on the planet, or that awful phone call, well, right away you're back into duality and the law of cause and effect, and you will not be there. So it's up to you to hold the frequency, the energy of non-judgment to go to the new earth. So back to you.
Okay, well, one of our listeners has a concern, they say, wondering possibly what you mean by the wording in the email says, this free clearing will have the creation light chip remake a clone, earthly-looking human body into a light-created body, and then give the new created body a spirit from the light. They were wondering what you meant by that.
Well, when you're not of the now, you are cloned. You are a cloned human, if you are human. So we'll assume that you are. And so when you're in duality, when you think, when you have situations happening, when you're not in peace, then you are replicated by the aliens every 10 minutes. And every 10 minutes you get switched out as a new you that's controlled by the aliens that are hoping that you're going to have an accident or a situation going on to steal your energy. So when you're in the present moment, then your spirit, when you go to the new earth, your spirit can, because it has your blueprint, can actually start to put its energy forward, and instantly you could have some healings done on yourself. So then you're recreated, in a sense, with the new you in light. So that's, I guess, the way I could maybe answer that, unless I missed something on that. Back to you, Michelle.
No, that sounds like, you know, how you've explained it before. It's always good to hear it again because it's hard to kind of retain it, but I always like hearing your explanations. Okay, so this is somebody who has written in a testimonial about some of the videos that they saw. It says, after Monday's radio show, it was suggested to go to Ron's YouTube videos archive. Being a newbie, I was checking out his videos and happened upon the Conscious Life Expo 2011, The Ascension Part 1 and 2. How wonderful to see him on a panel and hear the others speak, but mostly, for me, I received and heard a deeper meaning of what Ron has been speaking about being in the present moment. I then found the YouTube of a picture of the light being entitled Christ Ascension. Check it out, it will be quite a surprise to you. Thank you, Ron, for the wonderful gifts from your videos of past shows. Blessings.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, there was a document created, and I believe that it has been posted on the website, and it talks a little bit about the new earth, the pre-ascension new earth, and what that's about and how you can go about moving towards that. And I actually have it printed up here, Ron. Would you like me to read a little bit of this?
Yeah, that'd be fine, sure.
In case people haven't found it yet, so they'll know what to look for. So it says here, the good news is the pre-ascension new earth is now available in physical form for those who have prepared for ascension. On the new earth, people will exist out of linear time in total peace and attain the ability of instant manifestation. The original earth was intended for this purpose before it was taken over by darkness. Ron offers online interactive energetic clearing through his website to help us with ascension preparation. These energetic bodies need to be cleared to enter into the new earth. Emotional, feeling, mental, cellular, mental, sensory, trauma, judgment, fear, pain, anger, and mind of the body. So that's the list of the very important ones to be done. These unique clearings are only available through Ron and his website. The clearings are so effective, there is no delay between when the clearings are completed and their results. They are accessible anytime, and easy to run on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. So many of us have been experiencing that, but that's really good to know for newbies. And I don't know if you want to explain again, for if there are any newbies that just came, you know, from the conferences, exactly how it works through the website. I think people are always like, I'm not sure if I get it. And then they experience that it works, but we always like hearing your explanation.
Well, the website, when you go into your clearing, whatever one you purchased, and you do the login, the next step would be to typically put your name in, and depending what clearing you're on, we'll just use the emotional one, for instance, you know, the whole lifetime energetic bodies that you have. From there, you just put your name and your age in, and then you go down and click start, and from there, start or run, whatever word is there. And then from there, you just sit back. The energy from that you're experiencing from the light being is from me. So it goes from me into the light being. And then you have the availability to see if you want to have more energy that you can feel in your body. So initially I didn't have that particular way of changing the energy. I just had it as normal, and a lot of people complain because the energy from the light beam was way too strong. So you can select a number, which would be, you know, like 1, 1, 2, 3, for instance, and I think it goes up to maybe 20. So it all depends how much you want to physically feel the energy coming into your body. Regardless of what number you pick, it's all the same to you. But some people, like I said, need to, you know, they're from Missouri, and it's like, show me. They need to really know that this is working. So if they go to the higher particular number there, then they will more than likely get a lot more energy. And it also depends on how you are using your body's energetic body. So you may be living, let's say, in your trauma body. So you could be doing a emotional body, maybe a fear body or something, and you put it all the way up because you're not sensing much, and that's because you're not living there. The body's still corrupted and contaminated, but you might say, gee, I don't think I need this clearing because I'm not feeling anything. Well, typically you don't feel any of the clearings that much, although you could. But regardless if you feel it like, wow, or, you know, you feel nothing, it's still working for you. So the energy goes through my body, goes to you, and for most people who are, you know, maybe older, it takes, it clears every half a minute. It's clearing basically one of your ages. So if you're 30 years of age, that means it'll take about 15 minutes to clear your whole lifetime. So ideally, if you take breaks and things, you know, every 10 years of your life, then at that point, you know, you know, an hour, you're done with it. And you don't have to repeat it because it's already completed. So that's the way it works. Very simple. Don't worry about it. Don't get too mental with it. It's just one of those things that, you know, I put on the website because I could not work with that many people. It was just too hard to, you know, be on the phone 20 hours a day with people. So we put up the website because of that mainly, and you can go on there whenever you wish and have a clearing. So back to you.
Yeah, I totally get that, and I think it's an ingenious thing to do, basically, because, you know, this way people can do it. They can just buy the clearing, and they can run them literally any time, anywhere in the world, instead of having to get a hold of you. That would be so many people and so many round-the-clock times. You'd be up at 3 in the morning doing people in another country, you know. So this makes it easier, and we can kind of take care of ourselves in that way and, you know, do the healings that we feel that we need to do, and then just get a hold of you for the very specific specialty clearings, and then, of course, the conference calls. So, yeah, I think it's fantastic. I just find it great. So, okay, well, our next listener wants to know exactly how to do the Earth transport clearing. They said they've written down the clearings that they're doing, but they're not really sure what to do next, and they can't find it on the site. So I looked really quick just to make sure I could explain how to find it. So if you go on the main front page of the website, and then under the book where it says a list of all our online healings, and it looks like a book, and it's got a red cross on it. And if you put under there, there's a little space. I typed in New Earth, and then I pressed Go. And then what came up was it says New Earth Transport Clearing, and it's literally 1 cent, which is hilarious. I love that. So you put in your name just like you would for a regular one, and then you pay 1 cent from PayPal. And then they send it to you in the email. And I believe it kind of looks like the others. You just put in your name, and then it says which clearing do you want to send to the New Earth. And then you put in the name, so you would do one at a time for each of the clearings that you've done. And it only takes a minute. So it's a minute for each one, and then your spirit is there. And that section of your spirit that you've cleared off is there. Do you want to talk about that at all anymore, Ron? New Earth?
I think you nailed it there. That's good. Yeah, the reason why you put it there is so that if at ascension time, the darkness tries to steal you, you will automatically, this is your body, okay, and your spirit. If you have done the spirit barcode, your spirit's automatically going to go to the light at ascension time. But where's your body going? So this allows your body to also be saved when you put your clearings in there, because it'll resonate with the parts of your body that got cleared out. There you go. So hopefully you understand that. Back to you.
Okay, great. I've always wondered with the New Earth one, and, you know, it just takes a minute to do. Let's say I do an emotional clearing, and then I send it to the New Earth, and then I do the emotional clearing again 5 days later. Do I have to send it again?
Each time you do one, it might be best, but I would probably just make a list of them and do it once a week.
Okay. All right, that's a good idea. Okay. All right, our next listener writes, I notice that I tune out when people talk fast a lot. I don't hear them. Very often I don't remember what I did 5 minutes ago. Is that a good sign? I think it's a good sign.
You're probably, the zoning out means you're probably in the moment. And so you don't have an interest of what they're talking about. That's kind of what I would think there. It may not be right, but it's another way of looking at it. Next time that happens, just see if you feel, calmer, okay? And if you do feel calmer, then, you know, you may know then that you are there with that energy of peace. Back to you.
Okay, great. This person must have a website business. So they wrote, haven't had any website sales since I switched to the New Earth. Do I need to put my clients on the New Earth or run timelines?
Well, you're probably not on the New Earth, you know, for more than a short moment of time. Unless you're going to have to walk in both worlds. Normally, you're only going to be there maybe a minute or two to feel the presence of the New Earth. It could be longer or it could be less, but it's not a place that you're going to be staying because of the, complete contamination, you know, that's on your body that you haven't cleared yet. So it's just like a little thing that you go, yeah, I'm over here now. That's great. And then you're back now into, you know, the matrix. So we'll see if anybody else out there, any listeners, have an idea of what to, how to answer this, or maybe somebody has their own business and they can, you know, add some more information there.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. Our next one says, it's a testimonial and a recommendation for clone skin removal. This afternoon, I took my first shower since Ron did all the clone skin clearing on the seven-hour call yesterday. So this is a couple days old. In an area of my body where there has been lots of energetic congestion, I had some skin just come off. It was very, it just like kind of peeled off. They say they're happy to have it gone. Thanks. Wow.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah. So was that clearing to remove any clone skin from us? I thought it was like that we were breathing in.
Yeah, it could be, you know, I'd say it's probably coming to you. Very, you know, I find it very interesting. So, that's great.
Hmm. Okay. All right, now this one wrote, is it ideal to not think at all? Aren't thoughts a natural part of life and using our brain to think about what we need to do or make plans or problem solve?
No. You know, it. When you're in the moment, you're still living. And you can still eat, and you can still see people, and you can still talk to people. So that's probably, you're probably nailing what the aliens did to you, because they took you from peace into duality. And the two systems are, in theory, both the same, except they gave you a way to think in your head. Maybe they added the mind, we'll say, to your head, where in source energy, the mind that would typically be your head is your whole body, and your spirit is working with your body's consciousness. And there's no such thing as your mental body or whatever makes you think. So remember, your body as your... standard, what is it, the, I can't recall the word here, being in the moment, the automatic nervous system, there's a word that's similar to that, and, you know, your heart beats, right? You blink your eyes because you may need to get more lubrication, you know, all these things, you know, your digestive system works when you eat and swallow your food, and you're not thinking about that, so that's, light energy working inside of your body, allowing you to live. So that's just a good indication that you can say, yeah, that's correct. You know, what's going on here? Why am I thinking, trying to meet people? And so the people that you're trying to meet, convey with, are in darkness. So you have to step into the darkness energy and communicate with them. So you have to live in both worlds. So I think if you took and understood what I'm talking about and maybe drew on a piece of paper, you know, what light is versus, you know, darkness and mind control and implants and everything else that the aliens have done to you, and then relate that to your body as if you're now going to step into darkness, okay? Then you can see, wow, in order for me to talk to people who are in darkness, I have to be there too. But that necessarily isn't there, but you can still communicate with people. But for I would say for most people, they're thinking that they have to be, you know, completely in darkness, because they have been in darkness, to make friends, to do things. So hopefully that helps you, but it's not needed. So back to you.
Yeah, I understand. It's kind of like a wisdom. Like when you just know it, you don't really have to think about anything anymore. So, okay, let's see.
And remember, your mind can never get you out of the trap of darkness. You cannot use the mind to completely heal you. It can help, probably. But, you know, you're asking your master, the aliens, to let you go, okay? And because they gave you mind energy, they're really not going to want to let you, you know, get out of your fenced area, in their prison planet. So whatever you do, they're not going to want you to do that. So just kind of look at that, for instance. And in source energy, you do have freedom. And the freedom is given to you from when you're in darkness as to how much you can clean out your energetic bodies and your physical bodies. So the more you get cleaned out, the more you're going to be able to be free. So, back to you.
Okay. All right, we just had a little information from going back to the New Earth Transfer Clearing. I guess there is a free version with a username and password to the New Earth Transfer in the CLS chat connection. I have not seen it, but apparently it is there. So, it may have been since I bought it ages ago. And let's see. So that's free. And then we also wanted to mention that if there's anybody else that you want on the call this weekend, so you could do $50 for your spouse, $50 for any children that you may have, $50 each for any children. And you can also send Ron names of people that are deceased, and it would be $50 for each of them because he still has to go find their spirit in the box and hopefully get them out of here so that they can be on the creation light ship and ready to go when ascension hits. So it's basically $50 for anyone that you want to have this done. And I would say if you had, you know, someone that you cared about, a grandparent that you know, maybe part of them is still stuck here on this planet, it would be worth it to do that for them. Okay. So, and also, if anyone wanted to send $100 to Ron as a donation to have their photo and pictures of their animals in the light chamber at the San Mateo conference, please be sure to get the photos and the donation to Ron by April 24th. So today is, I believe, the 12th, so you still have quite some time, but things have to go through the mail, and just take that into consideration. So it's well worth it. It's a great, you know, you feel good all weekend. It does clean you out. It does work just like you're there. And we run it very often, basically, because there's a lot of people that go in almost every 10 minutes, and there's people that buy a whole weekend. They pay $100 as well to at the conference go in anytime they want. So anytime they stop over, we turn it on for them, and they go inside the chamber, and then you're in there as well. Okay, and somebody else just wrote, the physical organ, the brain, always works for us automatically. Oh, but mind is different. It's an alien overlay trying to control us or hurt us or confuse us, etc. Oh, very interesting take on that. Thank you.
Yep, very good.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's almost as if it's outside things, like, I didn't come up with that, but I'm having this thought process. You know, where's it coming from? Okay. Now, somebody else wrote, they said, and this was a few days ago, they had a sleepless night a couple nights ago, and they're wondering, they feel exhausted, and they have a couple different sensations in their body, different body parts, and they're wondering if it's due to being a secret soldier or something else. If you have any insight about that?
Well, breaking news is my time about 2:30 last night, that it was probably exactly 2:30, I've been working with, actually, the time-traveling soldiers, but we were over in North Korea in the underground. And there is a race of aliens there that have probably been the oldest on the planet here. So I'll say they look like dinosaurs in a way, but they could have slightly looked like dragons. I like dragons, so I'm not trying to down the dragons, but they were kind of similar looking, maybe with shorter wings or something. But whatever this race was, it was there. And they were the ones that I believe, or at least think so, that they were controlling the reptilians here. So they were the top on the list, and they did not like what's going on. And they were, for what I could see, maybe doing something with the president in North Korea. So anyway, I think I was probably there, I don't know, maybe 6 hours prior to that, trying to get them out of here or have them release their energies on the planet. And from there, they didn't want to do that, so it was like a standoff. So I finally said, probably about 11 o'clock at night, I gave them an ultimatum, maybe 11:30, a three-hour ultimatum to IDLs who were going to go after them. Well, they were still there at 2:30, so we battled them, and I'm not too clear of what happened. They're probably all terminated. All I know, when I woke up, I felt like I was a coal miner, and then also having shrapnel on me, a bunch of dirt, residue from things exploding, and things like this. So that's sort of what happened when I woke up. I didn't wake up during the battle, which is very unusual, which was good for me because I had some sleep. They also had something there, and this is for the remote viewers that are probably listening, so they can wake up and listen now. That race has something there that they set off, some type of, I could use the word nuclear, or some type of device, a bomb, or whatever, that's buried deep into the earth. And there's a timer on it, and the timer has started. So we're looking for this. And I think they're trying to crack the planet in half. And so that the timer would end, the countdown would end sometime on Sunday. I don't exactly know anything more than what I'm saying right now. And I don't know what time it would be. But we're looking for it. So anyway, that's the skinny. Now, I don't know, you know, on the news what's going on, you know, with the other governments, I'll say, you know, working with or doing something about North Korea. I have no clue with that, what they're doing. But this is the intel that I have. So we'll see what happens here. Anyway, back to you.
Wow, I didn't expect that update, but that is very informative. Thank you. So you feel that this is going to possibly, we need to find it before Sunday?
Well, okay. Yeah, we need to find that whatever they put in here, and it could have been here for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
You know, remember, this is an old alien race, and they have technology that the other races may not even have, or, you know, et cetera. So we're looking for whatever they have placed there to, you know, for what they could do here. So we're looking.
Right. So does that mean all people, children?
Just do your clearings. Make sure you're on the, New Earth transport, and maybe be on the call on Saturday to get your spirit saved, and then I don't have any fear of death, so it wouldn't matter to me one way or the other. So, plus being taken out so many times, it doesn't matter to me. To somebody that might be, this might be emotional for them, but, you know, we're looking for the problem. So back to you.
All right, and are all secret soldiers in on that, looking for it?
Yes, we're all scanning. They're all scanning also, looking to see what happens. So if you did feel something going on, very possibly it was this alien race, and it could have been, we could have been investigating them a few days ago even. But yeah, like I said, if you're enlisted now, this is not a cakewalk. So, you could find yourself having some aches and pains when you wake up in the morning or something. So anyway, back to you.
All right. Well, we all knew what was entailed when we signed up, and we're all okay with it. So, all right. Somebody had their mother passed on, and they were wondering if you could give the suggestions again on what clearings to do for her.
Naturally, you definitely want to do the deceased loved one's spirit. So that one you need to do to get their spirit out of here. Typically, the spirit could hang around for a couple of weeks before it gets trapped and sucked out of here in the land of darkness. So the sooner you do that, the better. And then the emotional body of that person will be floating around here forever, in case, if you want to get it released, which is what most people want to do, you can do the deceased loved one's emotional clearing. So the emotions are what readers read when they talk about your ancestors and stuff or whatever, You go to a reader and they say, oh, I see your mother's behind you and she has this message for you. Well, that's what they're reading, is the emotional body. What it is it comes into relatives typically that it used to be with or good friends to share their energies. And then the person gets a memory, typically, of an event that emotional body had. So, saying it differently, if you're sad about the person leaving and you keep getting memories of that person, then that could put you into, sadness. It could put you into loneliness. Maybe there's other issues going on. You never told them that you liked that birthday cake when you were 7, and now you have all this guilt over that, it goes on and on and on. So it's best just to get rid of that emotional body. That you can do whenever you would like to do that. And then once it's out of here, you won't have any visitations. So back to you.
Okay, so that just made me think of a question. If somebody just passed on recently and we already did their emotional deceased one clearing, and we also did their spirit deceased loved ones clearing, would we possibly still want to do their spirit in the box clearing?
The spirit in the box is completely different.
Okay.
Spirit box, everybody here has their spirit captured, and it's in the box. And so, yeah, you need to get it out of here. So, yes, I would say that would be correct. You want to do that clearing for them.
Okay. All right.
Because you're looking at probably lifetimes of that spirit being collected here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And that just recently, if they just died and you just did that, it would be just what was left over. But there could be so much trapped in there from thousands of lifetimes that they have lived here throughout many, many, many years.
Yes, that is correct, yeah. And so the dark side will still look for that spirit now since the body's no longer living. And so that's why you want to do, that deceased loved one's spirit clearing to get the spirit out of here, because it will be captured. And you know yourself, you don't want to come back here again because of the way it's, the laws of cause and effect are here. So you don't want to come back in here to reincarnate. And like I said, when you're first born, you have your spirit energy with you. when you die, you have less than what you came in with. So you can say, where did that go to? Well, it very possibly could have went into these boxes. It could also be put into the dung pile, except the aliens use to create you every 10 minutes. But aside from that, this is where, you know, your major energy is. Back to you.
Well, yeah, okay, so I just thought of a question, and let me see if I can find it again. So if we are, okay, well, let me go to the next one. I'm going to write it down this time. That's how fast my thoughts just go and come and go. Money in the new earth. Is there money in the new earth? And is it something that we even, you know, is it like it is here?
No, there probably is no money there, because you wouldn't need anything. Everything is taken care of because you're living on life force energy. And you can materialize, manifest instantly. So you really don't need to have money over there, just because it's not needed. Although some people may want to feel a little more secure and may want to, you know, bring their clothing with their billfold or something, wallet, purse, which has money in it. But ideally, you know, what you have here is what you need here on this, you know, corrupted planet. And over in the light, you don't need any of that stuff because you don't have any memories. And so you don't have any memories because you live in the moment. So you're not yearning for something that you may have seen in the past because it doesn't exist for you. So another way of stating this a little differently is that when the Earth Spirit created the Earth, the energies, it was first put into a typical size of the Earth, okay? So that's the maybe the foundation, we'll call it, of the Earth, like building a house. You need a foundation to put the walls on. So from there, everything was created, and as far as what's going into the Earth, at that point, the Earth Spirit was able to, not using this politically correct, but we'll just talk the way it would work for us, it would, in a sense, see a large, gigantic book. And it could be what type of trees could be there. Would they work in this atmosphere? So I would find another planet that was sort of like this one. We'll say that it could copy and maybe even paste that energy into its own creation. So maybe, you know, it had, you know, we'll just say a bird with 10 heads. It goes, I don't want to have a bird with 10 heads. But that's what the other Earth Spirit that created another planet somewhere else had. He goes, no, I just want to have birds with one head. I don't want 10. So then it would get another blueprint and create that energy. So it would create that and bring it into its creation here. I went into a room, and I think I did this on one of my old conference calls. Maybe we went to the light ship, but they got a room full of eyeballs. And those eyeballs can go into the creation of, we'll say, humans in a sense, or other animals. And so with that, you just open up the file cabinets, and there they are, and you go, oh, this one here looks good. And you would put it into the physical body, we'll say, of something. And we'll just talk about a dog, for instance. So here we go. Well, little eyeballs or big eyeballs, you know? Well, just find out which one you want. Then you know, well, does it want to be able to have vision at night or not? So now you go to a different file cabinet. So all these things are available. And that's how the Earth Spirit created this planet. And, you know, it took a while. And then, so for us, we will probably have a very similar situation happening when you're on the new Earth. But you're still going to be here. So the whole thing is that the new Earth is like a place that your spirit's going to reside. That's why we call it the pre-ascension new Earth. And it is physical because you could be in the now walking here, down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden feel no energy on this planet and feel completely peaceful and still see buildings and cracks in the sidewalk and cars and other people because you're living in two different realities at once. And mainly you're here until ascension time. So that's the way it works. So hopefully that helps people. So the new Earth is just strictly for pre-ascension, and that's where you're going to save your spirit. And then your body parts that you clear out, along with clearing out your spirit, because typically, that's why I said go through your whole lifetime clearings and put in your spirit there, so you can regain more spirit energy onto the new Earth. And so, ideally, when you do one clearing, you're doing it for both your spirit and your physical body. And whatever you clear from your physical body, that portion of you that you cleared, that's uncontaminated, will go to the new Earth. It will not accept contamination. And then now you can look at yourself like a silhouette, and maybe like you only cleared out the emotional body and the trauma body and pain body from your little finger, even though you did your whole lifetime, but the other ones still have some contamination from other energetic bodies. So it has to be cleared out in order to have that part of you manifest over there. And that's basically it. Maybe you did a pain clearing, and maybe you got rid of 20% of that energy of the pain, but you have trauma involved there. So the 20% of the pain, we'll say, is now on your body, is now released because you cleared it, and now that's going to be over on the new Earth. So it's sort of like having a silhouette of you, and how much can you clean off to make it materialize? That's what you're doing is. Here you're cleaning yourself off, and you have your, in a sense, a blueprint, and that silhouette of the blueprint now, if it's completely cleared and doesn't have negativity or traumas and dramas on it and stuff, can now go to the new Earth for pre-ascension along with your spirit, and it will slowly materialize there. So you're not going to be there all the time, as you will be put back into the process of darkness as you get that special weird phone call or something happens to you where you have interaction with other people here to put you back into mind energy. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody is wondering if an animal is traumatized, like a pet is traumatized, homeless or adopted or given up, abandoned, could their spirit possibly be stuck in a box or out of their body?
Boy. I have never seen a dog or cat, for instance, with their spirit out of their body.
Oh, good.
You know, physically here, when I would look at dogs and cats. At this point, I'd have to say no, because I haven't experienced that. Is it a possibility? Yeah, it is like yourself. But I have never seen that. You know, I have seen human in dogs and cats, a human spirit, but I've never seen it not having anything in it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of our listeners, they do feel they have a respect for animals because they recognize that, wow, animals are just naturally the way that we wish we kind of could be, which is generally at peace. And we hope that, you know, they could just ascend with no problem, of course. And yet some animals are abused, and I hope that, you know, they don't suffer further for that by being stuck here as well. And I'm sure I'm not the only person who wonders about that. So yeah, that's good to know that hopefully they can all get out and ascend as well when that happens. Okay, so somebody wrote, this is very interesting. Speaking of planets, I had an experience when I was a teenager. I had a reaction to a pair of earrings. They were like poison, and for some reason I wouldn't stop wearing them, even though my ears were all scabby and detaching. They were big and Saturn-shaped, and the person got blood poisoning. 30 years later, they still get irritable and infected earlobes, even though they haven't worn earrings since then. Isn't that strange? They had like this kind of, like they kept wanting to wear the earrings. So there is a planet star courting release clearing, which I would highly suggest. It's a very good clearing. It goes through vortexes, planets, suns, moons, and what else, Ron? What else does that one do?
Boy.
Vortexes, suns,
yeah,
moons.
There's a lot in that clearing.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm not exactly, if I had the computer up, I could tell you, but I know that's pretty extensive on that clearing. But yeah, if you're wearing something that you're allergic to, and, you know, I don't know if that was passed down from somebody or if they bought it brand new, you know. There's always the, you know, curse of sex of spell clearing in case it does have a lot of bad energy on it. You could try, you know, the dollar clearing for object clearing to clear it. If the object clearing doesn't do it, then you better go into hexes and spells, that clearing, and do that through that. Because it's possible that maybe that metal has some type of, like a carrier wave on it, we'll say, some other frequency that you don't see, and it has it on there to harm you or to harm somebody else. So, well, anyway, you don't know how or what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, if you're allergic to it, then I would probably get rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay, back to you.
Yes, and if they're just plain allergic to metals, the body rejuvenation clearing can help with that. Because there's stuff in there that you can say, you know, get rid of these metals and clear that out of the body. So hopefully you'll stop having the reaction that you're still having to this day.
They're getting close to the end of the program here.
Yeah.
The CBS show is starting to come to a close. Anything you want to add before we do the Mind of Heart drop, Michelle?
Yeah, I'll just take 1 minute real quick. It says, skin healing testimonial. For months, I felt like I got slimed and would bathe around twice a day when given the chance. I had a skin rash, and it was itchy. And Ron did the clone skin clearing on the BBS show, and the rash has healed up quickly, and I no longer feel slimed. Thanks, Ron.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I was mentioning that. Great that we got the testimonial in, yeah. Wonderful.
Yep.
So, you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes with the clearings, things go away from you that, you know, you never even thought, you know. Sometimes you have a condition, you know, like when I take pins out of people on the pin calls, which, you know, we haven't done for a while, but I have done some on the conference calls, 8-hour calls, et cetera. But I start pulling pins out and people go, shit, you know, wow, I feel much better, you know. And you don't know, you can't detect those things. And so, you know, like I said, we don't know what we don't know. And, you know, that's, I guess, what the prison planet here is all about. So, anyway, there is hope. And we have solutions. So let's do the Mind of Heart drop. Here we go. So you must command your spirit out loud. So here we go. And I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And the newbie, we can count 10 to 1, which I always do. But if you've been doing it for a couple of weeks, then just try doing it 3, 2, 1. It'll work the same. But you want to open up that energy channel and let your body know that, yeah, this is working. It's a new thing that we're doing here. And we've got to get rid of those thoughts. So here we go. Counting from 10 to 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. So this is our Wednesday BBS show. The next one will be Friday and then Saturday. And hopefully you're going to be with us. So Saturday we go to the light ship. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, people behind the scenes. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Michelle. Bye, everyone.